Chapter 12. Lafcadio Hearn. Lafcadio Hearn was a translator, educator, and author whose writings on Japan made him famous and influential in introducing the country to the West in the late 19th century. He is well known to, and respected by, Japanese today as a sensitive interpreter of the country's unique arts and culture. Hearn was born on the Greek island of Lefkas on June 27, 1850. His father, an Irishman, was a doctor in the British Army, and his mother was Greek. His parents divorced when he was six, after which he was raised by an aunt in Dublin, Ireland. He lost the sight in his left eye in an accident at the age of 16, and soon afterward his father died. At the age of 19, he moved to America, where he became a journalist and a novelist. In 1889, at the age of 39, he decided to go to Japan. When he arrived in Yokohama in the spring of 1890, he was befriended by Basil Hall Chamberlain, an Englishman who was a professor at Tokyo Imperial University. With an introduction from Chamberlain, Hearn moved to Matsue to teach English at a Shimane middle school. There, he married Setsu Koizumi, the daughter of a local samurai family. Later, when he became a Japanese citizen, he took her family name and became known as Yakumo Koizumi. They eventually had four children. After 15 months in Matsue, he moved to another teaching position in Kumamoto. During his 3 years there, he finished the book Glimpses of Unfamiliar Japan. Subsequently, he moved to Kobe for several years to work as a journalist for an English-language newspaper. In 1896, he began teaching English literature at Tokyo Imperial University, and from 1903, at Waseda University. Lafcadio Hearn had been a restless wanderer until he came to Japan. He wrote that he felt immediately at home in Meiji-era Japan because of its beauty, tranquility, and aesthetic values. It was a feeling quite unlike the instability he had felt in the West, where he was considered forlorn and eccentric. He once said that he wished he could be reborn as a Japanese so that he could see and feel the world as sensitively as the Japanese could. Hearn was most interested in the traditional aspects of art and life, such as geisha, poetry, ceremonial food, and tea ceremony. He was intrigued by, and wrote about, the uniqueness of Japanese legends, rituals, and myths. With his keen power of observation and vivid descriptions, he was able to capture the essence of Japan and explain it in a clear, stylish manner. His most famous work is a collection of lectures entitled Japan, An Attempt at Interpretation. To this day, he is considered by most Japanese to be one of the few foreigners who was able to understand the country's native cultural identity in a most profound way. Lafcadio Hearn died in Tokyo of heart failure at the age of 54 on September 26, 1904. His contributions to international understanding of Japan are honored at the Lafcadio Hearn Memorial Museum in Matsue City, Shimane Prefecture.